Supporters of Egypt's ousted President Mohamed Morsi are continuing to hold protests in Cairo today despite warnings from the country's interim government. Scores of people have been killed in protests since the Muslim Brotherhood president was deposed by the military early last month. The decision to remove Morsi from office in July came after months of protests against his regime. Anne Schneibel spoke with Father Rafik Grish, the press office director of the Catholic Church in Egypt, about the latest developments in the country.
Most of the supporters of President Morsi and his company, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, who are staying in camping in two areas, one in Cairo called Rabaa al-Adawiya, which is nearby our church, and one in Giza on the road to get to the pyramids. And these two campings are now getting, because they are from 29 days, 30 days now they are camping there, since the revolution of the 30th of June, demanding the return of the president as the legitimate president of Egypt. And these two camps are becoming very dangerous because we have inside the camps, we have people from Hamas, terrorists from Hamas coming to support with arms. The camps itself is getting annoying to those people living around. They harass them, they sometimes beat them, or they say very bad words to them when they go in or out their buildings. And the people around are getting very, very annoyed. And in Rabaa al-Adawiya, which is the first big camp, there is the four of the most of the big leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood who are asked to be judged, asked for judgment, and they are escaping and living in this area. So from yesterday, the government gave the green light to the police and also the army that these demonstrations and these two camps have to be cleared. So we are waiting that, and they gave them an ultimatum. And they showed also Mrs. Ashton, who was there, who was here yesterday, the place, and showed how dangerous it could be. And they gave an ultimatum to these people that they have to avoid the place in 1 or 2 days. So I think we are going to have a battle, if you want to, or a conflict, because these people want to stay and want to camp, and they say we are going to die here, and the police is saying they have to leave the place, because this place is in a very important artery for Cairo. You know, you can divide Cairo into two.
Yeah, so you're saying that there's a very serious danger of the violence really escalating. It's already been very violent. And the protests.
And also hygienically, because people are living without bathrooms, without water, proper water. So hygienically also, it became an area that is not very healthy.
How are Christians being affected by what's going on? And what kind of threat could it potentially pose to the Christian communities in Cairo and throughout Egypt?
Well, the danger that the Muslim Brotherhood gives to the Egyptians, all the Egyptians, not only the Christians, but in particular the Christians, because the dangerous is not only in the two camps that I was talking about just a second ago, but also there are many militias in many various parts of Cairo and also other cities of Egypt. So they make manifestations. They can they throw Molotovs on the people and sometimes on the churches. They write on the churches very bad words concerning the Pope Tawadros, or concerning the army. they come to the priest and say, you are traitors. You know, this sort of violence that happens. And in the villages, they attack the Christians or they steal. For example, we heard of several incidents of people in their cars where there is the they put a cross or they put the picture of the Virgin Mary, and they come with a motorcycle and they turn this out with violence. So it is a climate of violence, if you want to, and the people got scared because they don't know the people who are beside them are proper people or they are going to harass them.